It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Steve Price with the Carbon County USU Extension and Rose Wallen with the Emory County USU Extension. And coming up on March 16th, they're going to give a class on pruning. This is a very important thing. They want to get everybody just kind of take the stigma away from pruning. A lot of people are afraid to go out and prune their fruit trees because of the fear that they may ruin something and lose it for a whole growing season. So we're going to talk to them about things they're going to do in the class and how it helps and how it's going to help, and then how you can get registered for the class as well. Steve and Ro, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks. Thanks for having us here.
So let's first start off with Steve. Let's talk about it with you, because you were one of the first people that when we were talking said, you know, there's so much fear behind pruning, isn't there?
Yeah. It for some reason, pruning, and it seems like it's even more prominent with fruit trees. I think it's because we don't want to lose our fruit for a season, and so we're sometimes afraid to pick up those loppers or the saw and do what we need to do. It freaks people out. And so the worst thing you can do is not get your pruning done, especially those first few years when you're planting new trees. That's really your time to develop the architecture and the structure of the tree so you can manage the fruit wood versus the structural wood of that tree.
So I guess let's get down to the basis of it. What does pruning do? How does it help in growth?
So depending on the type of fruit tree we're talking about, certain ages of woods bear fruit. Others that are older are more there for structure. So if you never prune, what happens is all that energy goes towards structural wood that's not going to ever produce fruit for you. So your goal as a pruner is to balance the amount of fruiting wood versus the older wood and balance everything to keep the tree healthy, get nice, big, good quality fruit.
And Ro, let's swing over and talk to you for just a moment. And how difficult is it really to prune?
Is it still the
fear factor, or is it like, okay, you know what to look for now, so it's okay?
I think the really hard thing is it's hard to teach in a book. It's a three-dimensional structure, and so, you know, 2D diagrams are pretty hard to learn from. So it's not hard, but it's nice to see it in person once before you maybe go ahead and work on your own trees.
All right. And this is coming up once again, as I said, March 16th. It is on Eventbrite. So if I head to Eventbrite, what do I put in? How do I find this class?
I think it's just called fruit tree pruning is the only thing
pretty
you need
simple
to look for. Yeah. Yeah.
And so the thing about this is, as you said, it's hands-on. So it's actually at a private residence. So you won't get the address until you register, right? And I agree.
Right.
I understand what you're saying. I see what you're saying.
Yes. So it will be in Farron. We just don't want a bunch of strange people showing up to this nice family's house.
So you go on to Eventbrite, and then when you pay, you said it's like $5 is the class fee?
$5 for the class.
So you go on, you pay it, and then you will get the address of where you're going to go, or will you guys reach out to everybody and tell them where the address is?
We'll reach out to everybody.
Okay, so you'll get, once you register, they'll get a hold of you, tell you where the class is, once again, this is one of those things. There's not really, if you know going in, and Steve, we'll close out kind of with you. This is really, if you're hands-on and if you get it, like Ro said, this is the best way to learn how to do this, isn't it?
Yeah. What we do is we talk about some of the science behind what we're doing, and then we go out and we'll actually get some hands-on time to prune just to build that confidence. So when you go back home, you feel comfortable making those decisions on what to do and how to do it.
So I've got a really quick question, and either one of you can answer this. Is this going to be one of these things where if you go to the class once, you do it hands-on, and you'll feel comfortable enough to go and do it, or is this maybe something you want to take the class a couple of times?
This
or depends on who you are. Let's put it all that way. Well, give me all the options.
We've had a few folks that have taken it multiple times just to feel really comfortable. But if you take the class, you'll at least have an idea of what to do once you get home. And then if you mess up, it's okay. It's like a haircut; it grows back. But we'll teach you how to avoid the big oopsies.
All right. So if anybody has any questions, how can they get a hold of you here in Carbon County, Steve?
Best way to reach us is by phone. It's 435-636-3233.
All right. And if Emory County has questions, how do they get a hold of you, Ro?
Our number is 435-381-3535.
All right. So once again, pruning class coming up March 16th from 9 to 11 in the morning. It's going to be on fruit trees. Go on Eventbrite. Sign up for it. It's going to cost you $5. And then they'll get you all the info that you need as far as where it's going to be and all those things. Yes, I know. There's snow on the ground right now. But spring is around the corner, right?
It's coming, eventually.
Okay, Steve said it. I didn't. Listen to Steve. All right, so once again, if you have any questions about interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.